Yes, sir. Can you state your name and ADC number for the record?
Adrian Villa, 209-117.
Do you have this? Okay. This hearing is going to be handled by my colleague, Mr. Neal. Mr. Neal, if you will.
Good afternoon, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Are you applying for the Arizona Board of Executive Diplomacy this afternoon in reference to your community supervision revocation? I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. We have a two-member panel at the current time, which is, to my right, is one of Louis Harris, and my name is David Lynn. I'll be the hearing lead. Also in the room, we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and I will also represent the parole office today. Okay, prior to this hearing, we received a notification that I am here in this board hearing. You remember that form, sir?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, you were notified your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Just myself.
Okay, I'm swearing you and Mr. Turner in at this time. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, and do you so affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Your hearing will be conducted in two phases today, sir. In phase one, when the government's terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. For phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the five allegations that are on your board. After each one, I'm going to ask you if it is true or false. If it's false, we'll get more information from Mr. Turner, and then we'll discuss it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Allegation number one is violation of Arizona Judicial Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by the use of methamphetamine brought about December 4, 2017, for the PATH GCMS lab report dated December 7, 2017. That's true or false, sir?
True.
Okay. Allegation number two is violation of Arizona Judicial Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about November 30, 2017. For the past individual testing compliance summary dated February 15, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
True, sir.
Allegation number three is violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about January 31, 2018. For the past individual testing compliance summary dated on February 15, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
True, sir.
All right. Allegation number four is violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by the failure to submit urine specimen for drug testing on or about December 22, 2017, for the task individual testing compliance summary dated February 15, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
True, sir.
Okay. Allegation number five is a violation of Arizona Judicial Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report into the Mesa Regional Parole Office located at 416 North Mesa Drive, Number 211 in Mesa, Arizona, on or about February 2nd, 2018, as verbally directed on January 30, 2018. You're actively avoiding supervision. Is that one true or false, sir? Pardon me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, so based on the admissions of Mr. Mia, I'm going to move to find the legal delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of the supervision and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second. Agree.
All right, motion by myself, Mr. Neal, and seconded by Mr. Tenenis, and moved by Wright. Okay, sir, we're moving to phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Turner's going to give some background information, so stand on the phone, and I'll get right back with you, okay?
Okay, sir.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Mr. Villa was released from ABC custody on 10-2-2017. And arrested on 4-12-2018 by Chandler PD on the ADC warrant. No new charges are noted. He was returned to ADC custody on 4-12-2018 with an adjusted release date of 7/9/2018 with 69 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2006, commitment A, count one, unlawful use, theft, means of transportation, 2 years. 2006, commitment B, count two, theft, means of transportation, 5 years, 6 months. 2006, commitment B, count five, theft, means of transportation, 5 years, 6 months. 2006, commitment B, count seven, theft, means of transportation, 5 years, 6 months. This is his second term in ADC. With a CUI, he has a CUIR score of 2-3. Mental health score is 1. Substance abuse score is 2. STG information, self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang East Side Chandler Crips. Prior terms of supervision, 2010. TIS release completed 12 months. Disciplinary is moderate with possession of contraband, any sex act, stalking, and possession, manufacturing of an intoxicant. He has a GD score of G5, B5.
Thank you, sir. Okay, maybe we're going to go over a summary of case supervision. So for residents, you're approved to reside at the Mesa House located at 28 South Olive in Mesa, Arizona. Then on October 25th, 2017, you were approved for parole officer Groves to change your residence to that of your sister, Sandra Vargas, who was in Chandler. You stated you lived and remained in that residence during each office visit and requested no other change of address, nor received approval to change your address prior to absconding on February 12th, 2018. So, were you still staying with your sister after you were absconded, or did you go somewhere else?
No, it was my sister's.
Okay, so you just didn't report in and go see your parole officer?
Yes, sir.
Okay, were you, did you have any, were you employed at all while you were out?
I was doing side jobs. I'm helping my sister out with her kids. I was watching them while she was at work.
Okay. That can be a lot of fun.
not really.
Depends on the kids, I guess. Let's see here. It says that during your initial intake, Officer Grove did not refer you to any programming or treatment due to your successful completion of moderate treatment and cognitive thinking for a change during your most recent incarceration. So congratulations on that. December 6th of 2017, you referred to CHC for substance abuse due to your inability to test the task and methamphetamine use during supervision. You did not attend all assigned classes prior to the absconding from supervision on the 12th of February 2018. So there was no successful completing of substance abuse counseling.
Right.
Okay, so then you were assigned the color line for a task and given instructions on how to dial in Monday through Friday and all of the information about that, and it looks like that you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 calls, and 5 of them you failed the test, and the other one you tested positive for meth. So, were you, when you failed the test, was that because you were dirty?
Yes, sir, and I was scared. I was scared.
So you tested positive that one time, and the rest of the time you more likely would have tested positive. So, why?
You picked me up one time, and I dropped me.
Okay, let's see, I'm looking here. At one point you reported into MRPO due to your violation letter, and it's, you were verbally directed on January 8, 2018, when you came in and you were verbally counseled and directed the test for the task on January 22nd, and you failed the test that day. So, did you have a substance abuse problem prior to your incarceration or during your incarceration, sir?
Oh, not during my incarceration, but I do have an addiction, you know. And
but so you were clean while you were incarcerated, but you relapsed pretty much as soon as you got back out?
Well, not soon as I got out. My old friend figured it, you know. It was a big mistake on my part.
Okay. All right, I was with my fellow board members having questions at this time. Okay, so we're in the end of your hearing at this time. The board will be going into discussion to make a decision in a few moments, but we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement if you would like. Give us any information you think might help us make our decision, but we ask that you don't repeat yourself.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Oh, me?
Yeah, is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
Well, I want to apologize, you know, to my board, professor. No, I should listen to him. I apologize. It was my fault. I messed up. But, you know, hopefully you guys give me a chance. I completed 12 months of parole before. You know, if you guys put me on test twice a month, drop, I'll do anything, whatever it takes to succeed. And I apologize to my professor. You know, all he did is try to help me out, and I just blew him. And I'm sorry for that. And I should let myself down.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. The board will be going into discussion, and we'll be talking amongst ourselves to make a decision. We need to be talking to you, but we won't be. So we ask that you stay on the phone, but remain silent while we're in discussion, and once we make a decision, I'll get back with you, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, the board is now in discussion. Well, it is unfortunate that Mr. Mia has the problem with meth, but he is very honest and upfront about all this, which I appreciate greatly. Attitudes-wise, I would be willing to consider a reinstatement, but with the abscond days, I just can't go that direction. But also, he'll be getting out in very short order in July. And I think it'd be better if he used his remaining time trying to get some AA and some NA classes in and make a definite plan so he knows what direction he wants to go when he gets out, because he won't have to answer the DOC anymore. But I'm going to listen to any discussions from my fellow board members.
I agree.
Okay, so based on all the information, warrant number 2018-W0491, Mr. Neal's testimony, information from the Department of Corrections, and our discussion, how do we move to the community supervision of Mr. Neal as a delinquent, violated terms and conditions of the supervision and had lapse or about to lapse in the current ways or company, specifically use of methamphetamine as with 69 of scout days?
Second. Agreed.
Okay, a motion by myself, Mr. Neal, and seconded by Mr. Johnson, and agreed by Ms. Canelli. Okay, sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. Have you been released on or about July 9th of 2018, which is really not very far away? Hopefully you can maybe attend some Narcotics Anonymous or Alcoholics Anonymous or both programming while you're still in there, to try to get a firm grip on yourself so that when you get out you won't relapse again. But also make yourself a plan so you know where you're headed. Don't go out there and start wandering around and you're definitely relapse. So we do wish you the best luck. We don't want to see you back in here. And not because we don't like you, we don't want to see you come back into DOC, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you, sir, and this is when you're hearing.
Okay. So I'm
Pardon me?
I'm undivided.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Did you put the CO2 back on?